I have a hunch, only because I grew up in a super Christian home, that all of you that were in church-going families are going to have some stories for this. We're talking about the most overprotective moms on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I'm Alex. Joe is out sick today. That's why you don't hear his voice. But producer Porkchop and Liv the Web Girl are here with me.
Hello.
And I beg to differ. I think I have the most overprotective mom.
And you did not grow up in a Christian home.
Oh, no, I definitely did.
Okay, Christian. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. See, I grew up in a Catholic home, and I'm the youngest of four. So, like, by the time it came to me, my parents she'll figure it out on her own.
Catholics don't count for this. Catholics are wild. Those are the wild Jesus freaks. But like traditional Christians, like those are the people that are like, you know, you have to wear a turtleneck till you're 30 type of thing. So I know that my mom would go through times where she would listen to my CDs and break them in half if she didn't like what they were or what songs were on them, including she destroyed my Shania Twain Up album because she said she was showing too much skin on the cover. I don't know if you remember Shania Twain Up, but she had barely any stomach showing.
Like, why? Like, that's just hilarious that it's Shania Twain.
Yeah. Like, so Shania Twain was inappropriate. So that's just one of my stories. And I know Porkchop thinks that he's got the most overprotective mom. I think I do. If you think you do, call us right now, 833-JOE-ALEX. Liv will get you on the air with us.
I swear, no. You have no idea. My mom blocked MTV.
My mom did too.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh my goodness. My sister actually found out the password, and for some dumb reason, I don't know, I wanted my sister to play Nintendo with me that day and she wouldn't. So I was like, I'm going to tell mom you have the password. And I, dummy me, I told my mom and she changed the password.
Of course.
We had no MTV. And what do you know? Like, now for a living, I play music.
That's right. See, that's exactly what happened. My mom was so overprotective, didn't want me to talk about certain things, do certain things. And I remained a virgin, at least so far, because I'm waiting until I'm married. So I did keep that aspect of my like upbringing with me. But everything else is just trashed. It's just trashed.
My mom hated going to the beach because I'm from New Jersey. So we're right there on the Jersey Shore. And every time we went to the beach, it was like a whole deal. I swear she did everything except having like a little rope attached to me.
Did she cover your eyes whenever girls in bikinis would walk by?
Oh, we were watching Titanic together. I must have been like 7 years old. And you know the part, Jack, paint me like one of your French girls.
Of course.
She covered my eyes for that.
That's so, so funny. My mom would just fast forward on the VCR tape for that part of Titanic.
Yeah.
But I mean, I wasn't allowed to watch Harry Potter because magic.
Of course, yep, same
watch,
here. I couldn't
Smurfs.
Read Goosebumps.
Okay, Goosebumps for sure, no.
Dude, our moms would be best friends. Oh, I've got another one. And this is actually recent. I went back to New Jersey to visit my family. What am I, 30 now? So maybe this was 2 years ago. So I was 28. We all go out to eat, and this is rare for like me and my extended family because I have a huge extended family. So it was aunts, uncles, cousins. We went out to some steakhouse. Grandma was there. We're all eating. I'm cutting my steak to, for me, what is like the perfect size. I go to put it in my mouth, and my mom freaks out. Garrett! Or Porkchop! You're gonna cut that, right? And I'm like, I'm just giving her the most deathliest stare.
Like, you think she's kidding?
Yeah, no, I mean, I wished she was kidding, but I knew she was serious. Like, I'm 28, Mom. I know how to eat steak. Ugh,
who do we have on the phone? Most overprotective moms is who we're talking about. 833-JOE-ALEX.
We've got Justin on line one. Justin, go ahead.
Hey, name's Justin. My mom was so overprotective that being a very conservative Christian, I couldn't even watch Passion of the Christ when I was 17.
Really?
What? Explain that.
They said it was too gory or violent.
Now,
we literally read this in Sunday school the other day.
Right.
Now, that I don't understand because my mom, like, she's very, like, you know, you can't take the Lord's name in vain. So maybe that aspect of it. But I mean, like, she did watch it and I watched it and she was just crying so much because of, you know, I don't want to get all too religious on everyone, but you know the story, you know what happened. And yeah, she just was crying, bawling her eyes out, but she let me watch that.
That is mind-blowing to me because, and I'm a Christian, I feel like it's important for your kids and for people to understand the true story of Jesus dying on the cross. And it is gory. That's why, though, that story is so powerful and why it shows how much God loves us, that he sent his only son to die in such a brutal way. So thank you for sharing that. That is mind-blowing.
Yes, thank you very much, Justin. Now, Kayla, how about you? Do you have a crazy mom or something?
So, my parents got divorced when I was 8, and we moved back to Indianapolis. And, you know, when I became a teenager in 7th grade, I started to rebel and everything. You know, it's just typical preteen stuff. And I ended up hanging out with the wrong crowd. And my mom is a police officer.
Ooh.
So I ended up hanging out with one of the bad guys, I guess. And she hated him. Didn't hate him, but she didn't like the fact that I was attracted to him.
Sure.
So much that at the end of 7th grade, she was like, no, no more. She pulled me from the school, and she ended up selling the house that she bought.
What?
We moved all the way across the city into an apartment to keep me away from this guy.
Your mom was making money moves to make all this happen.
Wow, that is crazy. Thank you so much, Kayla. And then now this guy, we got to talk to him, Sean. Sean, I absolutely loved what you had. So what was it? What'd your mom do?
My mom burned all of my Pokemon cards when I was younger because she was convinced they were from the devil.
No!
And I had binders and binders of them.
You know what? I had binders and binders too. I'm surprised that my mom let me collect Pokemon cards because, oh, tell me you did not burn the holographic Charizard.
No, all gone, all gone. And she was convinced that certain ones burned a different color and those were more evil.
What?
We need justice for Charizard.
Alex,
he's literally charred now. Charizard is charred.
Oh, yeah. Man. I am so sorry. I mean, I eventually ended up selling my Pokemon cards, obviously. I wish I had them now because when Pokemon Go came out,
oh my gosh,
they got so, like, the price on them just raised like crazy. All right, we'll wrap up with Jasmine. What's your mom crazy about?
My mom is crazy about my location all the time. Like, I've got a track. I'm 18. I still live with them. I'm in high school right now. I've got a tracker on my phone all the time. My parents constantly know where I am, and it's just crazy in my household. Like, I'm the eldest of 5 children. I'm the only girl, so they've just got me under lock and key.
You know what? You and my ex would all say the same thing.